You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, oh, welcome, welcome to Alan Brazil Up Front with the Romford Pelly, Ray Parler. How are we?
How are you doing, Al? Very well indeed. Three welcomes there. That was good. Welcome, welcome.
Well, I do like it. We have got three listeners, you know. Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. Listen, just a quickie before we suck into the League Cup, because some crackers.
Yeah, there is.
Tuesday, Wednesday. Just the Arsenal. Arsene Wenger at the AGM was talking about this is our best chance to win the Premier. I thought last year was the best chance.
Well, they had a good chance last year, but obviously Leicester were really showed their mettle, and a couple of 1-0 wins when they didn't play well. That was the big difference last year. And believe it or not, Al, Arsenal beat them twice, Leicester. Home and away. So if you put that into calculations, it would have been, you know, a lot closer.
Yeah, they blew it.
Yeah, well, yeah. They against the smaller sides, they probably didn't do so well. But this year, look, they've got a well-equipped squad, there's no doubt. I think Mustafi's really helped them at the back with Koscielny. I think that was always a big problem. Big problem area, the centre-half position. When they had Mertesacker, he's a little bit slow, and they was not willing to push
Giraffe-like.
Up enough. Not willing to push up enough because they knew they could get done on the counter-attack with pace. So now they can push up that little bit higher, make it a little bit more compact. And that was a disappointing result in the end against Borough. By the way, they had some good chances.
That was a coupon buster.
Czech made some great saves as well. So well done to Borough.
They hit the woodwork as well, I think.
Well, I was there, Al, and it was quite weird because I went around a few boxes. Borough fans everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, there's quite a few Borough fans in the boxes, which was great. And obviously, I was talking about where I used to live in Borough and Yarm High Street. And, you know, it's good times up there. But look, they're
Black
pretty.
Bill.
Tall trees. Yeah, all them sort of guys. Oh, well, they knew every single restaurant I was talking about and pubs. But look, them guys, they know they're realistic.
I spoke to George Graham today. He's come to the Tottenham game.
Oh, is he
Arsenal
coming?
Tottenham.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, that's a one to be at, Al. That's going to be superb. I'll be there as well. So I'll have a celebrating after the game or sulking.
Shall I bring my blanket or have they got them in the Diamond Club?
No, they've got them in the Diamond Club. Oh, yeah. So you know how to do it, Al. I'm going in the normal seats.
You're working, you're getting $5,000.
I wish. But you'll be getting plenty of hospitality. 5-course meal, Al, in that Diamond Club. So you'll be well looked after, I'm sure.
Lovely. Right. Okay. Liverpool Spurs. Liverpool unbeaten in the last 9. Tottenham unbeaten in the last 8. Are we looking at a draw or maybe just a Liverpool win? Because I think Klopp wants to win this.
Well,
I really
yeah.
do. And I think Pochettino, was he not complaining of fatigue?
Yeah, fatigue. A little bit tired, the players at the moment. They've had lots of games. But I think Liverpool's home advantage might be the keys here. I think they're both very good sides, we know. Doing really well in the Premier League, both of them. Got excellent players going forward, but it's all on team selections. I mean, we don't know the team.
Yeah.
It's so difficult to bet on.
That, you're right, people having a little bet here.
Yeah,
you should wait
for
team selection.
Well, you can have a take the chance and go with the team you think it's going to be. So, but a lot of people will be waiting for the teams to come out, then piling on, because if Spurs rest a lot of their key players and say, look, we give them a little rest, and Liverpool say, well, okay, we're going to go for it. We're going to put more of a team out that plays every single week, then Liverpool will be a massive favourites and vice versa. So I think it's very difficult to really put your money
They'll
down.
They'll be buzzing at Anfield, won't they?
Well, they're in good
Coutinho,
form,
Coutinho, Firmino, people like that.
Coutinho,
by the way,
I
keep hearing Sturridge is going to get the elbow. See you later in January.
Well, he's got to go with his. He's just got to be patient, Sturridge, and you know,
Go with Klopp. I'm told Klopp's had enough.
Well, he's that's what you want though. If you're a supporter, you want that, you know, that mentality from a manager. So I ain't take no prisoners.
Yeah.
I'm here to win games. I'm here to win you trophies, and that's what Liverpool fans want. So at the moment, everything's going so well at the moment with Liverpool. I think going forward, it looks superb. Coutinho again, another great goal the other day.
What did he hear about him, Ray? Look, doesn't want to play on a Sunday, religious thing as well.
Who's that? Who said that?
That's that little birdie told me yesterday. Well, Quinny told me.
Well, you can't say that. I mean, being a footballer, you've got to play every single game when they fix you some out. So I'm sure that'll be no problem. You can't be a footballer if you're going to be like that. I mean, look, Dennis Bergkamp was one when he didn't fly.
By the way, it's the first time I've heard it, so I'm not saying it's 100%
well,
true.
Well, Dennis used to be
but you heard it here first.
The man who didn't want to fly. So if he was playing Sparta Moscow and we had no forwards and Dennis was the only one fit, he didn't go. One of the midfielders at the plate front.
I fancy a little 2-1, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
Liverpool.
I think Liverpool. I think just the home advantage would be seeing through. I think it's a magnificent atmosphere at the moment at Anfield. Obviously, the more supporters in there now making even more noise. It was always a special stadium anyway. So, yeah, I will go with you, Al. A slight one-goal advantage for Liverpool.
The other games, again, we don't know. The problem is we don't know the teams, you know, the team news. But Arsenal, Reading. Reading will have a go. Yap, Stan, yeah. You know. And Reading are in half-decent form. But I would have thought Arsenal, whoever they put out, Giroud should play, shouldn't he?
Yeah, Giroud will be back. Ramsey, I don't know. There's talk about he might be back as well. So a couple of players who've not been in on a regular basis has got an opportunity tonight to play there. But Reading, look, go into the Emirates. You definitely lift your game. You play in the Championship every week. Them players will really look forward to playing at the Emirates because the stadium is magnificent. So when they go out there, they've got to make full use of it.
And so it's that Diamond Club.
Yep, Stan will be sat in his players, look, go and enjoy yourselves. You know, we're playing against a very good Arsenal team, wherever they put out, because even the youngsters have come through a decent. But let's go out and express ourselves. Yeah. Let's really have a go. You never know. Look, maybe we can go into extra time and fall something like that.
But the Oxlade Chambers of this world and one or two of the youngsters could have a field day tonight.
They could have
a
field day. And Reading have conceded quite a few goals. I think Brentford, not so long ago, they conceded five. So, you know, in that respect, you've got to look at Arsenal. The home advantage, again, plays key. And do you remember that game not so long ago when there was 4-0 down?
7-5.
7-5. So I think Arsene Wenger's already mentioned it. Said maybe he's a different sort of Reading side now under Yap Stam. I think they're a bit more defensive-minded. Especially in recent weeks, but I think it's going to be a cracking game and it's a great opportunity.
Another good one, the Robins down at Bristol City, Ashton Gate against Hull. Hull have just been battered, haven't they? And I just feel down at Bournemouth they got battered. Bristol City are doing well in the Championship. Well, there's investment there, there'll be a big crowd there. I fear this could be a Hull scalp.
It will be rocking there. I think they've had a really good start to the season, Bristol City. Obviously they've got Tammy Abraham on loan from Chelsea who's been banging the goals in for them. Will Brahams is up front with him, so totally different now. 36, 37-year-old with an 18-year-old, and it seems to be a really good partnership. Hull, look, Mike Phelan at the end of the day, I mean, needs a result. So I'm expecting Hull to put a very strong side out.
Here's a cracking game for me, and I'm delighted. I spoke to Gary Monk a few mornings ago on the breakfast show. Gary, I'm really pleased with him. He's turning it around at Leeds United. Norwich travel up there. Norwich will take a few thousands. Amazing. They're away crowd, Norwich City. I can't, again, it could be home advantage. This is the hardest game over the 2 days. Ellen Road leads against Norwich.
Yeah, again, it's team selection. Again, will they make changes? Alex Neil and Gary Monk, when they look at the squad.
I don't think Gary can afford to play one or two youngsters.
Well, I think Alex Neil might make a few changes.
I think Leeds smell victory here.
Yeah, with the advantage of being at home again. But Norwich, look, they're a very resilient side. They could go there. Even if they do make changes, they've still got a very good squad of players. I think that one could go into extra time, that one. There's a few late nights for people who's commentating on it and being there. So I think that one could be one of them going into draw in 90 minutes.
Other one, I tell you who's gone well, Preston.
Yeah, it's a great result.
Preston are doing
really well.
They go to Newcastle, who are flying. I don't know if you see Newcastle's goal against Ipswich. They must have been about 30 passes. What a goal that was. Well, they're flying, top of the Championship. They're going to take some stopping.
They've got their big hitters out now. I mean, Wijnaldum, Sissoko, they didn't want to be at the club. So they've moved them out, got good money for them, which is fantastic money, in fact, for Sissoko especially. And then what they've done, they've got players now who want to play for the club. The support is amazing. They sort 6,000 or 7,000 to Barnsley, 51,000 every week. So look, they're always going to support their Newcastle, beloved Newcastle. They don't realise how much of a football, you know, Newcastle is. They love their football. So, you know, that is a big game. And I think how Newcastle are approaching the cup this time around, they're really going for it. They want to try and get to that final. They've got every opportunity with the squad they've got. And I think over the years, they've always worried about, you know, let's stay in the Premier League, let's rest players for the cup, don't worry about the cup competitions. Yeah. But this year, I think they're going to really go for the cup. And it's another opportunity. You've got to go with Newcastle with the home advantage.
Ray, we're going to look at Wednesday's games in just a moment. This is Up Front with Alan Brazil. Don't forget, it's sponsored by betonbrazil.com. It's a new betting site for all sports. Punters, casinos up now as well. We're great odds, markets and offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when they deposit £10 just by using the promo code ALAN10, ALAN capitals 10. Just visit betonbrazil.com, enter promo code ALAN10. When you deposit your £10, you get £10 free. Also look out for daily happy hours, our offers between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sign up now, betonbrazil.com and betonbrazil.com for over 18s only, and please Betting should be fun. So please, please, gamble responsibly. Wednesday's games, Ray. Yeah. This looks a certainty to me. But again, you don't know the changes they may make. Sunderland were a little bit unlucky, weren't they? West Ham, very unlucky. Late goal. Southampton against Sunderland. Is this one-way traffic, home win?
Yeah, Southampton have been good form. They really are. I really like the way they're playing as well. They lost a couple of big players.
Did you see them? How did they lose in Milan? They played fantastic in the San Siro. I mean, they got robbed. They played brilliant.
Yeah.
And somehow Milan beat them 1-0.
Well, they got the point against Man City at the weekend, which is a very good point. They probably think, well, we had chances there. I know Man City had dominated possession, but they still had some good chances. But I think I really like the Southampton team this year. They're playing with loads of freedom. Got good little midfielders in there. I really like Davis. I think he's improved so much. I know he's getting later of his career, but I think he's a really important player for him.
Rangers could have done and one last week, couldn't they?
Yeah. That was a late goal as well, wasn't it, Albert, for the Dembele?
Never in doubt.
But you've got to look at the situation at Southampton. I think everything's going really well for them. They lost two of their key players last year, Wanyama, Mane, but they keep doing it every single season. I mean, Redmond's been a great signing. You know, he got the first goal. Tadic is an excellent player. And you know, they're really playing with freedom. I think the manager has come in, he's done a brilliant job, and they're really solid at the back. They don't concede many goals. In Font and Van Dijk, they've got good players there. So I think Southampton will be looking at a good cup run, and I think they could be a real opportunity for them to get to Wembley this year. So I'm going to go with Southampton. David Moyes needs a result. He's struggling at the moment. Look, he's already been very negative.
I think they'd be mad to get rid of him.
They've
got to give him another.
It doesn't always work out like that, does it? Getting rid of managers don't always solve the problem. You can say Sam Allardyce did, but it doesn't always work out. So I think they've got to give him more games. I know, still not won a game yet, though, Al. You're going into the weekend playing Arsenal, and you still, after 10 games, you've not got one win on the table. That's a bit of a problem for them. And I think, I don't know what the support will be like. I think a lot of them would be swaying by getting rid of him if someone else is available.
Yeah, I hope not.
I think they should give him a little bit more longer as well. But I've got to go with Southampton win now.
So we come to Stratford Olympic Stadium.
Oh, this is a test. Not just for the game itself, but it's for the stadium.
5,500 Chelsea coming.
Of course they are.
You can walk all the way around that stadium. I don't like the sound of this. Well, I really, really don't.
There's no booze being sold before the game outside the stadium, so that might stop it a little bit.
Wharf.
So you've got to get in early doors. Away. Yeah, well, they're trying their best. You know, I'm sure the police, I think they're getting a few stewards as well from Upton Park who they haven't used, and trying to get the stewards in there who know what a football match is all about when you're playing big games. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. They're going to get a police escort after the game as well, Chelsea, which usually, you know, you can just walk out and you're mixing. So I don't think they're doing that after the game.
Manchester United busted a police escort, didn't it?
Yeah.
To the ball.
Well, that was a little bit different. That was their last game and people got there 1 o'clock in the afternoon and it was packed. Obviously, everybody wanted to be at the last game at the bowling, but this is totally different. And look, it's going to be a test for them. I'm sure the police presence will be huge because this is the first real test, this big London game. Obviously, Chelsea, West Ham, a lot of history there. Against
who do you
them.
Fancy, by the way?
Again,
listen, Chelsea are looking good at the moment.
Chelsea, you know, were superb the weekend.
You know, we're going to look at some of the results of the weekend, and we spoke briefly about Arsenal, but Chelsea, by the way, they're now playing again. Matic is playing, Hazard's playing. Mm. You know, Kante in there is doing a great job now.
They're playing a three at the back. I think the system now, they're getting used to it, and it's benefiting from that. They was playing four before and it didn't really work out for them. Like, they kept conceding, making mistakes, but now they're a little bit more happier and consistent with three at the back. So, look, I'm sure he'll be making changes, Conte. I still think they could get a good run going, Chelsea, and be there and thereabouts towards the end of the season. People thought, oh, they had a few sticky results and, oh, that's it. You know, Chelsea ain't the team they were. But I really believe without being European football, they're going to have a real chance because they're going to have a little bit more rest time from the other teams. So they're going to be there and thereabouts. But it's a really hard run to call.
West Ham?
Well, West Ham need a result. Obviously, they got that last minute goal against Sunderland, which was a massive 3 points
good
for
result
Winston
Palace,
Reid.
Wasn't it?
It was indeed, yeah. Cresswell will be back to play as
what
well. I think they've really missed him on the left hand side. He's a big player for him because he gets forwards and gets a ball into the box. Good delivery. But again, this one could go extra time. I think Chelsea will make changes, quite a few changes. And it's what personnel Slaven Bilic looks at and says, well, it might be really good for us if we can put a strong team out and get a result here.
Yeah. Now, United City, we've touched on it. Who's under the most pressure here? Some people are saying Pep's getting an easy time, Jose's getting battered, hammered, and what about Wayne Rooney?
Yeah.
The big story out, Wayne Rooney, if you want regular football, you're going to have to leave Wayne. This is what Mourinho, by all accounts, has told Wayne. Sorry, you're not going to play every week.
Well, I think Wayne Rooney knows that. Realistically, you know, his body is getting worse as he gets older. 31 coming up. So, you know, I think it's a time when he ain't going to play every week and he's got to get his head round and not playing every week. If he can do that...
What would you do if you were him?
Well, I think I'd beat the record first and then you decide... I think he'll stay at the end of the season. I think he'll stay for the season now and then look at the situation then. There'd be loads of offers for him, we know. Probably American... He would be suited in America. I think he's already mentioned his family would love to probably live there one day and whatever. So
well,
maybe
my contact has come back from China and he says it was pants. He didn't like it. So I don't think Wayne's going to be going to China.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a family decision as well. I think Colleen... I don't think she'd want to take...
Well, she's not that worried at the moment. I see her look, picture this
are they
morning
really do, are they really doing,
in Barbados.
Are they really doing it for the money? I mean...
Not now.
They've got too much.
No, but right, let me just...
You've got to do it.
Wayne is minted.
You want to go somewhere where you can live properly. The kids can be brought up very well. Down the west coast of America, yeah. I'll be superb.
He is minted, right? But what do you do when you've got a couple of years left in your contract on 250 grand a week, a million a month? You can't, with the greatest respect, you can't just walk away from that, can you?
No, well, that's a big decision he's going to make. And, you know, I'm sure there'd be so many people, if he sees his contract out, who would take him like that at 33, 34. So, and for 2 years in America, that's what he might do. He might say, look, I'm going to fight for my place. I'm going to wait for my time. If I get my opportunity and I score a goal, I expect to be in the team next week.
Everton? They've got a new owner with lots of money, haven't they? Would he suddenly say, I'll buy a contract?
I'll be amazed.
Come and play for us and take a cut in wages.
Yeah, I'll be amazed if that happened. I think the next step for Wayne Rooney...
That's if Ronald Koeman wants him as well, of course.
Yeah, I think it's the next step for Rooney would be abroad. I think he might just see out his contract or see how it goes this season and then make a massive decision in the summer.
Don't forget, he's got Bobby's goal scoring record to beat, so Bobby.
Well, he's got
the caps,
there, sure.
You know, he's that close. He's three more goals, I think, he needs.
He's an absolute legend. I mean, it's sad to see him getting stick because he's been a great player for Manchester United, absolutely superb, and England. So, you know, he'd go down as one of the best players who played for him, there's no doubt, in their history. So, look, I'm whatever he decides to do, Mourinho, I'm sure, will...
I think he's got to play tomorrow, isn't he?
Yeah. I think he'll definitely play tomorrow. Yeah. This is a huge game for both managers. And again, we talk about team selection. They've got to make big decisions here because it is a Manchester derby. There is, who do you rest? You know, there might be a few with niggles, which you have to rest because obviously the league is the most important.
Out, he's out.
But it's still that pride, isn't it? It's still that bragging
out,
rights.
Bailey's out, isn't he?
He's out for a while. So again, it looks like Blin will go back to centre-half, as you imagine, alongside Smalling. But I think the most important thing, I don't think he changes the defence too much, but I think the midfield and forward, Ibrahimovic, does he give him a rest?
Carrick's got to play as well, isn't he? Well, surely.
Would you try Rashford up front on his own instead of Ibrahimovic?
Why not?
I think so. I think so.
Because he can't play every game, so why not give the kid a game? Yep. But Carrick's got to come in. That midfield was pounce.
Mm. Well, Herrera.
Stamford Bridge.
Well, you had Herrera and Fellaini, and Fellaini pushed on too high at times, and he was exposed Herrera in midfield. So I think, I don't know what tactics he played, whether he said, right, if Fellaini runs past you, Paul Pogba, you sit in for him. But he didn't work out and got hammered the weekend, and I didn't see that coming. I thought Chelsea might nick it, again, being at home, but I didn't see a 4-0, and Mourinho probably would have had big words to say after the game to his players, and because that ain't good enough for Man United.
Ray, just looking back, last week, Leicester now have found a little bit of form, haven't they?
Yeah.
You know, in the Champions League, they've been great. They had a great win against Palace, 3-1. I've just got a feeling Leicester now are beginning to, okay... You know, we won it last year. Everyone's writing us off this year. Let's go and enjoy and play again. Mm. You know, Leicester are a danger to all the top sides.
Definitely. I mean, you look at it, you've still got pace. I mean, they haven't lost to too many players. They've had a sticky spell in the Premier League, but that was a big result from the weekend. Obviously, they're doing really well in the Champions League. You can't fault them for that. They've been excellent. Defensively, they've been so good in the Champions League. But that's been their problem, defending. They've conceded far too many goals. The defence has not been the same as last season, but that was a big win for them. And Crystal Palace, they're hot and cold, don't they? They are either really good or really bad. And Palace didn't really turn out. A couple of chances, but I think Leicester were well-deserved winners there. And that might really you know, push them on the way and get back into that top six.
Also, Swansea, Watford, Swansea with the new American
coach. A lot of opportunity,
coach.
Swansea.
I think they're playing all right. They're just not getting
Swansea,
the results.
Swansea should have won that game. There's so many opportunities, and I think Watford will come away and say that was a good point in the end, because Watford are not bad at home. I know they've had some decent, they're really good away win last week, but I mean, I watched them against Burnley. They were really poor when they lost 2-0. So I think Watford, that was a good point for them in the end. And Swansea will be kicking themselves because they know that was an opportunity to get all 3 points there.
The other one, just one more, Ray. I want to Stoke on a roll now. And we felt they'd get out of trouble. Again, they've had a bad start.
I thought Stoke and West Ham are getting out of trouble.
What about Burnley beating Everton? How good a result
was
that?
That was probably the result of the weekend. I think a lot of people would have had at least a draw for Everton or Everton to win. But Burnley showed that this season at home. That is where they're going to stay up, is their home form. They beat Liverpool. They should have got at least a draw against Arsenal. They beat Watford at home. And then they beat Everton. So they're a decent side at home and a very hard place to play.
This is Davy Moyes' problem. You know, they lose that last-minute goal. You look at some of the results that went against them. Bournemouth got a good point against Spurs, if you think they're going to be down there. Burnley, a great result against Everton. OK, Hull lost. But then you look at the other ones. Swansea nil, Watford won. So they Swansea nil, Watford nil. They pick up 1 point each. Everyone apart from Hull, everyone picked up points on Sunderland.
Well, after nine games, though, 2 points is not a good return. And that is relegation material at the moment. I don't know how they're going to change it. I think David Moyes is he showing enough? You know, he's always really tough to beat, wasn't he, David? And when you see him on interviews after games and that, you just think that
his body language.
Yeah, I think that really
he's got to change, Ray, because
that really scarred him. Man United
if
job.
If they decide that he's not the right man to steer us clear, you know. Davies, suddenly his mark of being a very good manager is diminishing fast.
He's always been so tough, isn't he? You know, in all his interviews, and he's always been a tough man. Said, right, we get out of this, and you know, and now I just don't see that as much. I mean, he's not getting enough out of his players at the moment. I know, look, some of the signings probably isn't good enough. He's bought in, could have got better players, but I've just not seen the battling that he was always well known for, especially at Everton when they was going against a few. You always saw him real, like, sparkle in his eyes, saying, "I'm going to get the best out of these players." And I'm not just seeing it at the moment, and that's what's got to change. I mean, you can't always blame the manager. The players have got to do it as well.
Yeah.
And is there enough players who have got the passion to play for Sunderland? I don't think there is. I think he's got to look around at a few faces and say, "Is he giving everything?
If he's got a chance in January to do that.
You've got a few of the homegrown ones, you know, who come in and
Catamol's got to get back in there.
Catamol's a big miss. There's a massive miss. But they're just not showing that desire to play for a Sunderland shirt at the moment. And that's been the big problem. And David Moyes has got to try and find that for them. They've got to try and drag it out of them, like Sam Allardyce did in some respects for last season. He's got to try and get the best and probably go back to basics and see who's the people who's going to get us out of this trouble. Probably Defoe with his goals. How do we get the best out of Jermaine Defoe? Do we put someone alongside him? Sometimes he looks a bit isolated up front. We put someone who's going to benefit, of getting his flick downs or flick ons or whatever. And that's what he's got to think and go with it and say, this is what I'm going to do. If it all goes wrong, I expect to lose my job.
Yeah, I agree.
At least the Sunderland fans will say, at least he's trying something.
Ray, always a pleasure. Thanks, pal. That was another edition of Alan Brazil Up Front with Audio Boom and Ray Parler.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.